Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And as always, my pleasure to be here with you. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane Heer and Access Consciousness. They do amazing work out into the world for healing and facilitation. If you would like to become a facilitator or attend one of their workshops anywhere, go to Dr. Dane Heer, HEER.com, as well as AccessConsciousness.com. And a little bit later on in the show, I am bringing on my guest, Jimmy Mack, which is a song I grew up with, but that's another story. But Jimmy Mack is actually here. He's a medical intuitive, a spiritual life coach, and the creator of My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. You are going to want to stick around, not only for the amazing conversation, but because he's taking us through some healings. And trust me, if you're sensitive to energy, you'll be sensitive and receive also in your space. So this show, 15 years, more than 15 years, we've been around on radio and podcast. We're listed in Welp magazine as one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year. Recently won the Coalition of Visionary Resources Best Radio Show and Podcast, nominated for two People's Choice Podcast Awards and for a Webby Award. I thank all of you because without you, I'd be talking to myself. So I'm so grateful you're on this journey with me. Much gratitude to all of you. I am Debbie Dashinger. I am a visibility media expert out into the world. And that means three pieces to what I offer. The first piece is I'm a book writing coach. I help you to write a highly engaging page turner book. The second piece is I have a company that takes authors' books to a guaranteed international bestseller. And I do all the heavy lifting for you. And the third piece is the ultimate visibility, how you can be interviewed on podcasts and radio and get massive results. I have a special gift for you if you're ready for more visibility in your life and to learn how to do these pieces, writing, getting interviewed, go to my website. There's templates, there's videos just for you to help you get started. It's debbiedashinger.com/gift. That's debbiedashinger.com/gift. So we are at that momentous time, which is my introduction to you to Jimmy Mack, who is a renowned medical intuitive spiritual life coach. He has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was divinely shown and then developed a simpler way to create healing and profound transformational changes faster, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. He's the author of 9 books, over 30 energetic clearing and healing audio MP3s on a variety of self-improvement topics. He offers a mastery and practitioner certification program, and he hosted a weekly radio show called The Jimmy Mack Healing Show for over 5 years. Jimmy works worldwide with clients in person, on the phone, on Skype, WhatsApp, Telegram, etc. He accesses energetic powers and co-creates changes that people he works with can actually feel. You can learn more by going to his website at jimmymackhealing.com. And with that, I welcome Jimmy to the Dare to Dream show, and he's going to unmute himself and come on. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, it's so great to have you.
Great to be seen. Great to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
It sounds like this, I know you went to the ICU. It sounds like this was a game changer. Can you talk us through a little bit what happened?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, like you mentioned, I did a lot of different healing modalities, including some of the Access Consciousness. And even when Dane was in Tampa, I saw him. And So a lot of that theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, all levels of that, Ewan method, just a little bit of everything, and followed a lot of those folks around for many, many years. So, but I had a practice myself on healing and helping others. Definitely the ICU was a game changer. They took out my gallbladder, but they about killed me. They gave me too much anesthesia.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so I was a mess. And, you know, when the doctors all pile in your little hospital room, it's a problem. And so they had heads of different departments all piled into my room. And I said, you guys must have really messed up. And they said, why do you say that? And I said, because there's no students with you, because it was a teaching hospital, right? So I thought it was funny. They didn't think it was funny. But... And so I could hardly talk. I'd been intubated and could hardly speak. And my oxygen saturation index kept crashing. So I was really, really low, wasn't getting enough oxygen, all that. And they'd basically give me full-blown clinical pneumonia. And so that's what I was in state of. And I finally said to the surgeon, he's a young, good-looking guy. And I said, pretend I'm your best friend, your uncle, your favorite brother, or whatever. He said, we can leave you here and monitor you or put you in ICU. And I said, you tell me what you think we should do. His eyes got big. He said, I'd put you in ICU. I said, well, let's go, lead the way, right? And so off we went. So I was there for 3 days and 3 nights, and every night I had something more profound. There was no doctors in the ICU at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. So the nurses brought me back, and that was it. But every night was different. Every night was profound. The closest I can tell people really is all the deep inner space photographs from Hubble and now the new Webb telescope. And that's really what I was going up into. It was gorgeous. It's nothing you want to come back from. The sights, the sounds. Constance Dimby is the other. If you've heard her before, I'll send you the YouTube on that. It's really profound. And that's the type of music that I heard. It was very, very mystical, magical. The colors aren't like anything I've ever seen. Just very vivid, very bright. It's nothing you want to come back from. And I think it was Zach Bush, MD. He's all over YouTube too. He's awesome. And he talks about acceptance and bringing back people from the ICU. And everybody asked him, you know, why don't you just let me go? And that was the feeling I got too every night. You're just like, you don't want to be here, you know, if you're in this bad a shape, you know. And so you're fine with crossing over at that point, and you enter into this acceptance of all things. And so it's very vivid, colorful. And that was my experience, you know, and that's what I saw. Never saw Jesus, never saw white light, none of that. But my theory now is this, and that is, you know, if you have some kid on the African plain or in India and he's riding an elephant and doesn't know anything about Jesus, Jesus isn't going to meet him at the gates, right? He might be on an elephant, I don't know, going through the jungle, and it's beautiful, and that's paradise to him, right? And so I think it's very, very, very customized, if that makes sense, for everybody's experience. But I learned a few things. One was, I'm not coming back here. I mean, it was just too vivid, too profound to ever come back. You know, it was, where I'm going is probably, I don't even know where, galaxies away, let's put it that way, right? And, you know, then you're no longer afraid of death too. And I think that's important. So when I go, but now I'm kind of like you. I'm like, go, go, go all the time. And I have an American Indian drum just kind of playing in the back of my head, like, go, 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 do this, go on the interview, help people, contribute, contribute, contribute. Right. And so that's what changed profoundly for me. And now, whether I'm working on you or the pendulum or any of those things, it seems to have taken on a life of its own where we can actually change the energy around anything.
So interesting to me. That's a profound story. And just so for my brain, my curious brain. So here you are on the other side, much the better. You made good of a really awful situation. But once you got out of ICU, was it a long time till you got back on your feet again?
Oh, it was so over a month. I tell people it sounds crass, but it's like it took me a month to not be out of breath to zip up my fly, right? It was brutal because I had just full-blown clinical pneumonia. I'll never forget, they were pushing me out of ICU and to a step-down unit. And it was a great nurse, and she was next to me. I think her name was Vivian at the time. And she said, as she's pushing me out of ICU, she says, we didn't think you were going to make it. I'm thinking, what a thing to say, right? And so we get ready to go through these double doors. And it has a picture of her, and it says, congratulations, Vivian, ICU Nurse of the Year. And I thought, well, at least they put her on me, right?
So, and that was the best thing. They had.
That was the best they had. So here I am, right? And so then they put me in a step-down unit, and the internist lady was sweet, and she came in and she brought these, we were in South Florida at the time, and she brought in these two Cuban girls. I don't even think they spoke English. She says, "Jimmy, these girls are from rehab and they're going to teach you how to walk again." I'm like, "Teach me how to walk again? How hard could that be?" Right? Come on. I mean, I couldn't even sit up in bed.
Really?
So yeah, it was brutal. So I came back though. I thought I was determined. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to exercise and do breathing treatments." And they're like, "And you can walk down the hall and down there and back, and you know, then you can go." I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to be, I'm going to be doing this 8 times a day, right? I'm getting out of here one way or the other." So that was that.
Oh boy, I would have been the same.
Of course.
For determination.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you can walk down there. I can leave. Okay, watch this, right?
And do you feel like your gifts shifted coming back? Do you feel like with this crossing over that you were also imbued with things, or it activated things you weren't
all
aware
that,
of?
All that, yes. It changed everything. It was very dynamic, very powerful. And now you can feel things, and you can feel things. You can move things, you know, energetically. And I wasn't able to do that before, you know, not to the level I am now. Ooh. So,
So what kind of issues do you work with? What kind of things do people come to you? Do you have like a specialty, or do you address all sorts of things? What are they?
I would say a little bit of everything. You know, I tell people anywhere there's energy, that's what we want to change. I mean, there's plenty of things I can't work with or doesn't seem to help, but for the most part, especially emotional things, maybe people have viruses, maybe they had a knee or hip replacement, that sort of thing. And so one of the odd things I would do is work on actually the bolts and screws accepting the body, the implant accepting the body, and this body accepting all that. And when you do that, everything calms down and changes too. So there's a lot of odd shortcuts they've shown me along the way that I had no clue about. And so now it's like constant downloads all the time.
I love the tagline on your website. I work on people, places, situations, and pets. I think I'm leaving out some adjectives.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
I love
got
it.
It's, you got
and that
it. That's the truth.
So. What you do.
Yeah.
How do you, what's the deal with animals? Because I love that you can do that. I think I wish I could do that. Well, how, what does that gift manifest like being
You know, the animals are awesome because you and I are hung up on all this belief work, and you know, we have all these blocks or maybe opinions, positionality, and animals are like love, 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 and I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm tired, and that's about it.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
And like, yeah, and it's like, yay, yay, Debbie's home, right? It's like that's it. It doesn't, you know, doesn't go all that deep. So I think the way they are now, it allows us to work on them a lot easier because they don't have all these blocks, and they haven't humanized themselves up, and they haven't overthought anything, right? We're just changing the energy around them. And when you do that, they can shift and change. So I've had very profound things even happen with the animals, got a lot better. So
beautiful. We're going to do some of that too later, people. So you want to stick around because we're going to do a little bit animal. I don't know if it'll be a healing, a loving, a connection, but certainly Jimmy will lead us through it. You say, Jimmy, that we can change slash influence the energy of any negative issue, and it can be resolved and changed into a positive state like that.
Yes, pretty quick.
Lord, we need you, son.
Yes.
So please illuminate how.
Well, I think at the end of the day, Cam Ewan said it best. He would say there is only strength and weakness in the Ewan method. And I think that's really what it is. So wherever there is a weakness, we're just downloading more strength into it and making it more positive. And wherever there's a strong negative thing, we're releasing that so that it lightens up. And when you play in the field long enough, pretty soon it starts playing with you. And so that is where I'm at now.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Yeah. You can't end on that. When you're playing in the field long enough, I mean, it feels like a movie I want to watch. It starts playing on you. What? Do
yes.
You mean?
Playing with you. In other words, you get more hits. You get a lot more intuition. You will hear things in verbiage you would never use. So they might tell me for your pet or whatever, look at his hind leg, and I would never think to say hind leg. And so that's how I know it's spirit coming through. and okay. helping.
Being totally guided to ask you about your certification.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? How long is it? What?
Sure. Yeah, it's very short. You know, I tell everybody I spent a decade in six figures, so you don't have to. I have a basic course that everybody takes, and kind of my joke on that is if you can read at the ninth grade level, listen to the radio and watch a movie, you can pass the course. So, and then after that, I have people around the world now that are practitioners that went through the next level. Doesn't take that long. I think maybe a dozen hours for basic total.
Is it live with you?
Same with practitioner. No, everything is online and people go through that. It's self-paced. It's very reasonably priced. And then what happens is at the end of both basic and advanced practitioner, I spend 15 minutes with the person that took the course to answer any questions they have, just to make sure they get it and they figured it out. At the end of the day, the easiest way to tell you too is infinity is an eight laying on its side. So one of the things spirit showed me during ICU was to take off the back left end. And so you wind up with this little fish that looks like a kid would drew a, you know, with his fist and used a crayon. And so that's what it looks like. And so on the bottom left of the tail, all we're doing is taking out earth negative weakness. We run it through the fish and release it. And anything that's positive we don't have would be a heaven positive strength. And we would download that through the fish and bring it back into us. And when you start to do that, then everything starts to shift and change.
Wow. Well, folks, I'm going to give you a way to get Jimmy's My Liquid Fish Starter Kit for free in a little bit. So you got to stick with us. That's fascinating to me. Yeah, I'm really drawn to what you're saying. So I want to give them a feeling, a sense of what you do. And I told you earlier, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I found this. This is a pendulum. Honestly, I think I bought this at the Bodhi Tree in LA, which doesn't even exist anymore. It's so old. And I got it and I was excited and then I never used it, but I thought, oh, but it's rose quartz. And I didn't even know I still had it. So here it is. Tell us how you work with people.
So, ideally people want to be able to at least use their fingers. Maybe they get a yes or no break on that. And again, strength, weakness. My name is Jimmy would be strong. And if I said my name is Freddie, it'd be weak. And this is under the umbrella of applied kinesiology, dowsing. What you're talking about with the pendulum is dowsing. To me, they're like a rain gauge, a barometer, a thermometer. It's something that is measuring the energy. And so we will take a baseline even on the pendulum of a yes or no. And if it's something we want to change and it isn't how we want it to be, then we would just fish it out or bring it in. And that's it. And the same with standing sway testing. I like that a lot too. People can't skew that. And when you stand up, face north seems to be the most powerful way to go. The more hydrated people are, the better. And that gives you an idea right there. And so you can actually feel things coming and going.
Okay. I'm actually going to open my phone because I'm not sure.
You're trying to figure out which way is north. Sun comes up in the east and turn to the left. So think about which way the sun comes up, and then you're just going to turn to the left.
And if you're geographically challenged.
if you have the iPhone, it has a compass on it.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know I did this when I had a session with you. So north, it says south is here. Oh, so would I turn my back to you?
If that's north, ideally.
Yikes.
We're going to make north any way you want it. How about that? We'll
really?
Drop in north for you. Yeah.
Right. You can do that. All right.
Of course. Yeah.
This out.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all.
And grab your pendulum too. Okay. You got your pendulum. Excellent. Yep.
And it looks like north. Yes. Is this direction.
Okay.
So we'll grab this.
Yeah. Maybe just turn to one side or the other so folks can see your movement. There you go. Yeah, even like that. And if you just say, my name is Debbie, it should pull you forward to a yes.
It did as soon as you said it. My name is Debbie.
Excellent. And if you say, my name is Nemo the fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is Buddha.
There you go. That's a no. So it's that simple. And we're going to do things for everybody, you, your doggy, and everybody that sees the show now or in the future. And I think that's important. So we'll get everything cleaned up really quick about that. So start with I am clear. And this is clear of everything Halloween. I am clear.
I am clear.
And it's pulling you forward to yes. That's fabulous. And the thing outside of all that would be I am unclear. And we'll see which way you go.
I am unclear. That doesn't feel good in the body, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it should pull you back to know. I call that alien fighting predator on the back step. So you at least don't have that. I'm just deleting more of it now for you. There you go. And the third one is called I am running forward, which is body, mind, spirit, relationships, health, and money. And we're just putting the car in drive. Wow. And it's there. You're there. Okay. Yeah, you feel it?
Sure do. I hope you
excellent.
Can
see it. Yeah, we can see you. That's good. Yeah, it looks great. So that's the basic spiel and how we would change things is if there's something, let's say we want to work on money for you and everybody that's listening now and in the future, anytime they see this, they could listen to the sound of my voice or see the video. So I like good fortune. I think that's important. Let's do good fortune flows in, around, and through me now. And we'll see if we get a...
Do this or the fingers when I come back?
We're gonna when you sit down, we're going to use the pendulum. But for right now, we're going to do good fortune flows in, around, and through me now and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
Can I repeat those words or no?
You can. It won't matter. They heard me.
The words. Good fortune flows in and around and through me now.
Yeah. So I'm going to fish out or release everything blocking you from that. And I just changed it. And now it's going to pull you forward to yes.
Good fortune flows in and through me. Well, good fortune flows in and through and around me now. Yes, yes, yes.
And that's how fast we can change things. So gives you an idea. And that's going to help you a lot too, even. And we're giving that to everybody that watches the show. Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Well, you can sit down and play with the pendulum if you want, or bring your puppy in, or whatever works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll turn off the compass that did absolutely nothing.
Yeah. North makes a difference. I would say it's 20 to 30% stronger pulls. And so there's a lot of people I find if they're taking psychotropics and a lot of different meds, they're just barely moving. Whereas my ladies in South Tampa that are all yoga teachers and whatnot, they look like willows in the wind. You know, they're just like unbelievable. And so you can really sense the energy, whether it's strong or weak within a person just by doing that. Now, the pendulum is different. Like I said earlier, it's really like a barometer, a thermometer. I think of it as a utility item, a hammer, you know, scotch tape, whatever. And so that's what we want to do. So ideally, what I've figured out over a long period of time, people are so funny because they'll go, oh, my pendulum goes right and that's yes. And then counterclockwise or makes a sign of the cross, it's no. It's like, oh, my God, that's so it's ridiculous. Right. So what I do is I start slinging it away from me as if we're going down a highway. Perfect. And if it veers off to the right, it's going off on the shoulder of the highway. That to me is a yes. If it veers off to the left, it's a no-no because it's going into oncoming traffic. And I always pick it back up each time. I would swing it and get yes or no, whatever works. So if you pick it up again, that's perfect. And you just say, my name is Debbie. Yeah. And if you say my name
is Debbie,
and it should go to the right and it's going to shift. Yeah. It's going to spin around. Don't worry.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to move. I'm like, I know I didn't work with you, but you don't have to be angry with me.
No.
We're building relationship now.
There we go. So start swinging it a little bit forward. Yeah, you don't have to sling it. Just barely move it. And now if you say, my name is Debbie, it should veer off to the right.
My name is Debbie. At least we got it center.
Yeah. It's going to the right now.
It is, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
It's crazy.
Yep. And so if you pick it back up again and start moving it down the little highway, and you just say, my name is Freddie, it's going to go to the left.
My name is Freddie.
See, it immediately jumped to the left.
Yeah, it's in my brain.
That's good. Yeah, there you go. So what would you change or have different? You want to work on yourself, your puppy, the audience?
Let's start with the money thing so everybody can receive, and we'll do the puppy later.
I like that. Yeah, so we did good fortune earlier. The other odd little things I like to do would be for their switches, and it borders on physics. And what we want to do is turn off a bad luck switch and turn on the good luck switch. There's plenty of people their whole lives, maybe they made an extra $1,000 this month, and next month they get hit with an $1,100 transmission bill or something. So I call it 2 fives for a 10 every month, and we got to get you out of that. And so if you play with your little pendulum right now, we'll say my bad luck switch is turned off.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My
bad luck switch is turned off.
Turned off.
See, it's a no already. So we're going to change that. And actually what I'm going to do is go to the heavens, and I'm tracing the fish, and then I'm going to just turn it off. And now you're going to watch it go to a yes. It's going to spin all around and then go yes on you.
So weird.
I know. And I'm in Florida. You're in California. So
I've only used the fingers before. Mm-hmm. Or knowing, but
now it's going to jump to a yes.
It kind of feels like a Ouija board a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got a energy of its own. For
it
sure.
It does. Wow. It does. But that's me having spirit go through you and it moving does. Things. Yeah. That's what you're feeling. So the other one, of course, is my good luck switch is turned on.
My good luck switch is turned on.
Oof. And see if you get yes, no, or in between.
I rock this. I'm even trying not to look, but I want to keep my hand up for everybody.
Yeah, it's a no too. So we're going to turn it on for you and everybody else now and in the future. So we're doing it like a light switch. Now it's going to jump to the right.
Okay. My good luck switch is turned on.
Yeah, it's going.
Yep, totally to the right. And just so people know, like, in, you know, complete love and transparency and humanity, I am going through a challenging time right now. So some of this stuff, when it resonates and reads like that, this is a blessing. It's like, and for all of us, whatever you're going through, it's such a blessing to clear this out.
Absolutely.
We came here to do big work. You know?
That's true. And I always tell people, even like you too, especially, is your mission is bigger than us, right? So the mission you're on and being the little lighthouse that's helping others and really showing people the way and keeping the ships off the rocks, that mission is way bigger than just Debbie. Yeah. And so that's what you have to keep in mind. And that gets me out of bed in the morning. So
that's beautiful. What else can we change?
It's endless. Work on you, the puppies, whatever works. You tell me.
Well, I want you to tell us first 5 anchors. You discovered 5 anchors. Can you break that down?
Yeah. Yeah. So the wild part about that is I just kind of always sloughed over all the evil alien stuff. I wasn't that big into it. I just kind of was like, yeah, whatever. I'll clear it real fast and keep going. And then earlier this year, oh my gosh, did I get sick. So I went through everything from pneumonia to Legionnaires. And I was like death warmed over in bed. And my doctor friend was funny. He said, oh, you need to go to the ER. And I'm like, F you, I'll die at home. No way. I'm not going. And point is, at one point, I had very profound experiences, meaning negative stuff. I was so beaten down that I saw just bizarre stuff in the room, things trying to choke me out, that sort of thing, to where you just can't breathe. And I thought, the hell with this, I'm going to figure this out. And it was as if I had to pull off almost monster hands around my neck and heave this thing that was attacking me up into the ceiling and beyond. And it was just the wildest, most negative experience I've ever had. And I was like, okay, now you got my attention. Now we're going to get down to work and we're going to change this. So 5 anchors is really categories for changing things. The first one would really have to do with the feelings of things like trauma and feelings of upsets, that sort of thing. That's a first anchor. And you would douse all these things to figure out what you're caught up in. The second, of course, would be alien energy, the negative alien energy. The third is evil, and that's just encapsulates everything that could possibly be evil. The fourth for me is called buoys. Our whole theme about everything we do is nautical. So there's weather buoys way offshore, and they have the chains go down like 1,100 feet deep. So you can't even see the anchor that's holding those buoys offshore and all this deep water. So buoys to me are the mystery of things that are tripping you up you may not be aware of. So you want to clear those. And finally, the fifth one on the fifth anchor really is AI, 5G, Wi-Fi, all the stuff that's messing us up, you know, magnetism, that sort of thing that is just really just wreaking havoc on us. And so I figure out basically which one of those five people might be stuck on or messed up on. And then we just delete those and fish all those out and release them. And the irony that came through was we normally just fish like this. Over time, you can just flash it with your eyes and you watch it change. And that's where I'm at now, is I can just say it and things change. So I have to be very careful what I say. And the irony past that really is you want to fish these things out that are negative. When I get up to the top, I'm saying splash. And I'm splashing that like a whale that's breaching and shooting up water. And that takes all that out. And that's what they showed me every time. And splash stands for send problematic low anomalies sky high. And so you want all the stuff off of you. So as I'm in your energy right now, you have nothing internally at all or externally, of course. But a lot of times people might remember that old commercial, and it was the soft scrub commercial. And it looked like little scrubbing bubbles and things racing around the bathtub, if you will. So it kind of looks like that, the negative pieces. And to me, they look like squid. I worked on a lady in Tampa, Florida the other day, and her son was having bad dreams and different things. And he was drawing pictures of squid. And I said, you've got to send that to me. That's awesome. Because he was seeing them. I see them all the time, of course, but I don't talk about everything. They'd haul me off, right? And so imagine this little kid was actually seeing them. So we deleted all that out. And of course, nightmares all went away. So those are five anchors. The five anchors are things that might be holding you in place. And this can happen on relationships, work, job, career. They're hitting that glass ceiling. Anything going on, love life and money, you know, that sort of thing can be tripping you up. And once you clear that, it's just open field running. Things seem to get a whole lot better and shift and change. And people will wind up having anomalies inside or outside of them. And we take them step by step through that.
That was my next question. So when somebody works with you, I assume for a period of time, you start one place and make sure all of that is clear. The next anchor, the next anchor, the next anchor. Wow. Can you tell me, because I love stories. I love stories about how this works. Mm-hmm. Somebody, one or a couple of stories about people you've worked with, where they started and what this work did for them.
Well, I mean, they're all over the website and there's testimonials everywhere, but you know, a lot of folks have had very profound situations. I've taught people how to do this. Could have been I've taught a 12-year-old boy with his mother in the room, and I taught a 90-plus-year-old woman that drove up to see me probably 40 miles each way. And so, yeah. And that particular person, just as an example, she wanted to work on love life and money and all this stuff. Well, she barely could walk coming in, and then going out, she could walk better, and she wasn't using her cane the next day. Now, you know, relationships, I don't know, you know, what happened with that or the money part. But gosh, if you can walk without a limp and you don't need a cane anymore, I think that's a win. So people come at me maybe with, you know, 3, 5, 10 problems. And, you know, if your migraines go away and now you're sleeping at night, well, that's a start, right? So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, it doesn't suck, basically.
It doesn't suck, right. Very, very important to get rid of a lot of that stuff. So, and listen, that's part of the mysticism in all this that you and I are always fascinated by. And that is, we never know what we're going to get. We never know what's going to happen. And I think that keeps us young and laughing about it and intrigued.
And so when you bring this up, because I know in your bio it says medical intuitive, how is that for you? I mean, can you scan someone's body?
Yeah, I go really fast. Like if I go through your whole body right now, anybody I would do, I would say virus, bacteria, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida, negative pathogen, parasites, heavy metals, allergies, illness, disease, disorder. You don't have any of those things right now. Zero. Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful.
That's right. Yeah. And for people that do, it would, you know, it would feel like, to me, it would feel like a stopping point. And then I'd go deeper into that and clear it. I don't like playing the game of, hey, guess what's wrong with me? You know, if you have cancer of the elbow, then come right out of the gate and let me know, you know, and that way we can go faster. I can do it and I can go through them and tell them exactly what's wrong. But at the end of that, you know, it's like, who cares? Now we both know the horrible stuff, right? It's like, let's change it. And my joke always is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road. The one says to the other, you're fine. How am I? Right? Because a lot of them, you know, they can read for everybody, but maybe their life's horrible. Okay. So the point is the power isn't in the knowing, but the power is in the changing.
All right. Well, interestingly enough, while we've been conversing on this end of things, I heard a little pitter patter come into the room. So Shelby clearly is aware of you because she was nowhere near here.
I love that. Yeah. I get along great with animals too.
I can't
animals
wait to really meet her.
Yeah.
So here's Shelby the shaman. I feel terrible to wake her up, but I really wanted it. She's still clearly.
I love it.
Shelby. Greatest
Shelby.
Joy in my life. Shelby, you're on camera. Camera means nothing. It means everything to mommy and nothing to her.
Right.
So she's a cockapoo. She's 7. And she looks like a cockapoo with her hair.
Right.
Cocker spaniel poodle. She recently turned 7 years old, very sleepy little girl. And I could say a million things about her, but is there any place you want her to be or anything you want me to do?
It won't matter on that. What's going on with her? How's she doing overall?
She's amazing.
Okay. Truly. So that's good.
And yeah. I would say, you know, maybe what would be very beneficial since mommy is going through a little bit of a challenging time. I don't know how to check in with her. I try very hard, much to stay constant. I think that's important, but I want her to be okay on every level.
Yeah. She tests out really good when I'm in it. So that's why I asked what's going on with her. Cause I don't pick up anything when I ask, there isn't anything really physical going on. 7 is ish 49. In people years. So I think she's doing pretty darn good. The sleeping is normal, they're saying. So for her, that's fine. And when it's time to have energy, she'll have it, you know, chase whatever, do whatever, and be all puppyified, right? Yeah. The rest of the time, it's just kind of crash time. And that's okay. I love that. Yeah. She loves you. Yeah.
We're besties. We're total besties.
This I love is that. Girl. I love that.
And you know, if you want somebody so we can do a true demo to work on, there's, by the way, there's 3 dogs in the house. There is another dog I can bring in who does have some issues if you want.
Okay, sure. Let's do that. You can. Or you can just set her down. We'll use the pendulum. That's fine too.
All right.
Yeah.
What? Just give me 1 second. Okay. This is Oliver. Say hi.
Oliver. Hi, Oliver. Hi, Oliver.
I could say so much about him, but I know you're going to pick up his energy right now.
Yeah. He's tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? What have the Western folks said?
Sure. So Oliver has an enlarged heart.
Okay.
He also has a sty here, which we have not been able to get rid of. And he had one side of his cheek, something was, oh, here it is. Something growing out over here, kind of a black mark. But especially, of course, the enlarged heart. So,
yeah, we can set him down for a minute and play with the pendulum. That's fine, too.
Thank you. And he's got a rad mohawk.
That's funny. So it feels like when I'm in it too, they have a sty coming out and a little thing coming out of the cheek. It's things that are perhaps releasing. But let's just run with Oliver on the heart. And I would even go negative just to start and say, Oliver's heart is weak, and see if you get a yes or a no.
Oliver's heart is weak.
And right now it's going to no. So that's good. So I'd pick it back up, start swinging it again, and say Oliver's heart is functioning at 100% and strong.
Oliver's heart is functioning at 100%.
And strong.
And strong.
And that's kind of a no too. So we're just going to bring in strength for him right now. And now it's going to jump to a yes. You can hold it back up because it's coming.
Sorry.
And I sent it just like a text or an email.
Oliver's energetically. Heart is strong
and functioning at 100%. It's okay. It's taking out all the negative. It's taking out everything that's interfering with that. And then you're going to watch it jump to a positive.
It's interesting how it sort of neutralizes.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go to the right and go to yes.
I don't understand.
All right. It's going to go.
Oh, it looks like a no.
Yeah, it's changing though.
You can feel that?
Yeah, oh yeah. And we're changing him. And that's jumping from Florida to California to Oliver back to your pendulum. And now it's going to go to the right and go to a yes when we're strengthening it now.
No, because you're so confident when you say that.
You're going to watch it.
I'm trying not to move or focus.
Yeah, it's okay. It won't matter.
I have zero influence here.
Now it's going to go yes.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
Oliver.
It's going to get stronger too. You start swinging it again. It should go to the right now.
Oof. Oliver's heart is
strong. Strong. Oliver's We're just heart. Sending it strength right now.
Oliver's heart is strong.
It's all right. It's going to take out all the negative, and then it's going to go back to the right and strengthen. And I love the name Oliver. That was my grandfather's name, so that's a cool name. There you go. It's an unwinding right now. That's what you're measuring. And what you're seeing is the circling or the unwinding of anywhere there's weakness. And then it's going to jump to a positive strength.
That's amazing. So I guess folks who are listening to this on podcast, so forgive me, you're probably going to want to go to youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger to see this happening and unfolding. So I'm holding a beautiful rose quartz pendulum, and we're literally watching it swing very clearly to the left, then neutralize, then go in a circle. It's readjusting itself. I am honestly uncomfortable because I'm dying to put my arm down, but I'm not going to move because I do not want to influence this thing.
It won't matter.
Myself. But Jimmy clearly
it's gonna
is
moving it.
There we go. And now
there
it's starting to swing.
Now it's going to go to the right.
That's crazy.
That took the longest of anything we did today. So Oliver had some real heart stuff going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oliver is he's a beast, and he's athletic, and he's strong, and he's amazing, and he's the most sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think.
And sometimes that's part of the heart issue too. Yeah.
Right. So, he knows a lot of what's going on. And
by the way, this is going to go on for days and days, several days into it. So it does pick up more energy as we go along. So that's going to really help him a lot.
He keeps clearing. Shelby didn't get clearing. I keep clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Audience keeps clearing.
Yes. Wow. For days. So.
Yay. It's like taking out the garbage and taking out the garbage.
It really is. So we want to download more positive.
I want to talk about this starter kit. So My Liquid Fish online starter kit, and I'll give more information. It says, learning this divinely fast and easy technique and integrating it into your existing clearing, releasing routine or healing practice can profoundly increase the positive results you will achieve as a change seeker. I like that word. Mm-hmm. Spiritual intuitive or healing practitioner by reversing and clearing belief patterns. And you can actually see and feel the changes on the spot using applied kinesiology. Your kit includes special audio, video, and written instructions for learning. And what a gift for learning and using the MLF symbol directly from Jimmy. So can you share a little bit more? This is a $111 value that you're gifting. Sure. Audience.
Sure. And yeah, it's a sign up through you guys, and that's great. And really, it takes you step by step through that. There's audio, like you mentioned, there's video, and it's also in writing. And it just shows you the basics of what we did today. And when you watch that pendulum change, all we care about is at the end of the day, all I do morning, noon, and night is knock down the negative and download more positive. And that's it. So whether it's Oliver, you, me, the people, relationships, money, work, job, career, whatever it may be, that's what this addresses. And so they can, you know, go through that, read each step-by-step piece. And I find when you hit people that many different levels, some people are great at reading, some people are great at listening, some people are visual, as you know. But if you hit all three of them, it starts to go deeper. There's some repetition in it, but then you get to that point where you go, okay, now I know what he's talking about. Now it makes sense. And that's when you have that aha moment. And that's the most rewarding thing for me.
And anybody can fish? Anybody can master this?
Anybody can. Yeah, like I said, I taught a 12-year-old boy with his mother in the room and an 85-year-old woman how to do it. So anybody can learn. Doesn't matter.
All right, folks. So you want to go to jimmymackhealing.com/free-summit/gift. It will be in the show notes, so you can also get your free gift there. So, Jimmy, then how is perceiving that the best is yet to come and having more play, more fun, more entertainment essential for making forward progress in one's life?
Wow. Yeah, that's all I talk about and do. I mean, we, you know, end each even Zoom event or anything I record with, the rest of your life will be the best of your life. And remember to make a little progress each and every day. And that is the best way to go, is just make a little progress every day. The longer I'm in this, the funnier it is to me. I think they have a big sense of humor. I think they're into entertainment. Spirit world, in other words, they want us to have more fun. They want it to be more dynamic and for us to live more rewarding, richer lives. And so I think that's important. And you know, this just takes you to a whole nother level.
Do you have, especially since you returned back to us and were delivered by that amazing nurse back out into the world, Vivian, mm-hmm. Do you have a guide that you work with? Is there some kind of tribe that showed up for you?
You know, the easiest way to tell people, it's I bypass all the guides, the angels, all that. I think there's different people and things hanging out with you all the time. If I ask and go up to spirit right now, like your guardian angels with you, everybody has that. I see a lot of colors. Things are very vivid. You have 1, 2, 3 guides also with you right now, and no vanilla angels, just your guardian angel and 3 guides. And mom's side, it's your dad's side. It's like your dad or granddad is in the room too.
Grandfather.
And so, yeah. And so that is what comes through right now. And they're very fast. They're speedy, speedy, speedy. So they got to either slow it down for us, which is really hard for them, or we got to speed it up. And so for me to go that fast and tell you who's in the room, that's them talking to me, if you will. But my thing is more along the lines of electricity. It is the energy in between. It's more Holy Spirit energy. That's the easiest way to tell people. It is the wind underneath the dove's wings. It is everything that's in the in-between. And I'm moving that around so that things get better for people.
And what is your daily ritual? Do you have anything that you do every day yourself to ground yourself, center yourself, be healthy?
I would do just what we did in the beginning, which is clear myself to yes, release any unclear to no. It just goes faster now. and then run myself forward. And the other thing I would do, I've started even this year, is I'm going to clear out my whole day. So I'm going to say, even today, you know, Thursday, I envision it. I see the word Thursday and then September and then 15, 2022. And I'm going to clear that to yes, take out the unclear and run the whole day forward so that it runs up ahead of me and gets better, better. So whereas you might have had a car wreck or something horrible, when you do that, it tends to smooth things out. And the easiest way to tell people is a lot of it that we get caught up in feels like air turbulence. And when we raise the plane higher, then all of a sudden we start flying above it and all the turbulence goes away.
Wow. You know, when you said that, I'm clearing my day. I thought you meant clearing your calendar so you can make money and not really have a whole lot to do. I was like, I'll some of that, please.
Yeah. No, I mean, clearing the day and everything we do.
That might be one you want to add.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure there's a lot of people would love that.
Yes.
So no radio show anymore.
No, I had a lot of years of that. I've been on a lot of different people's shows. I don't need to tell you what it's like to plan it and get ready for it. And gosh, you hope people showed up on time. That was compelling. And, you know, I enjoyed it, but now I do a lot of different summits and things and I'll be on people's shows like yours. And I enjoy that much more.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
There's a very real thing out there called pod fade.
And yes,
because everybody and their mother and brother are running like, oh, I have a business. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a voice, whatever. I must do a podcast. And then they start doing it and realizing, dear God, this is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I don't know. It's going to take me forever to build an audience. And I have to write a script and hire this. And I mean, it's beyond. And then the podcast fades. So, you know, when I teach my interview classes, I always say, go for a well-established show. If you're going to be interviewed, make sure they've been around and they're going to be around. You don't want to be
right.
Something that fleets in the middle of the night. And what about you, Jimmy, has changed? So using this work, is there like a reference point for you, something that you dealt with that was a pattern that really didn't work for you in your life? And then using this modality, it's completely different today.
Yeah, I would say prior to that, anxiety, stress, tension, that sort of thing, just kind of hurry, hurry, hurry. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm like Zen monk, couldn't care less kind of thing. And not in a flippant way, just in a, it will all unwind. And it's like Zach Bush MD would say, you are in allowance of things and I allow people to be who they are and what they're going to do. And then I do my thing and I force nothing. I just allow. And that really changed everything. So just the modality of clearing that through my liquid fish helped out a lot. It just took out all the anxiety, stress, and tension. It's great for PTSD or overwhelm, you know, depression, that sort of thing. You start clearing all that out, then all of a sudden you just almost wake up and go, oh my God, I feel like $1 million, right?
All right. So this is, that's an amazing example of accident, because my what I'm taking on right now, I don't even know how to say it. Let me just say the words surrender, letting go.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and it's not easy. I mean, but you have to work through it to get to the other side. So
totally. I'm a control freak. I am.
You will learn to let all that go.
Yes. Can we do something here for everybody right at the end about
sure.
Surrendering, letting go, and this control, this vigilance and all this, look, it served me well in many regards, but today it has come up to heal and to be different.
Yep. So, yeah. So it doesn't show up as surrender as much as letting go. So it's safe and comfortable to let go right now for you and a lot of folks that are watching now in the future. It's a no. And so you're going to spin that. It's going to go to the left. There you go. And so all I'm going to do is fish it all out and release it. And we're going to delete all that out and make it safe and comfortable for everyone to just let go. And then it'll jump to the right and it'll go to a yes.
It is safe and comfortable for all of us
to just let go.
To just let go. That was kind of fast.
It really was. Yeah. And there it is.
Wow.
like I said, the toughest thing today was Oliver and his heart. So
amazing.
Just took a minute.
Okay. And you still work with people individually?
I do. I do work with people by appointment. I do phone. I do Skype, WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, whatever works for them. You know,
it's Facebook Live.
All that. It's whatever. Yeah, it's okay. And really, I'll do like your show live video, and I do a Zoom event once a month. But for the most part, I do phone because I can lay in bed with my big fat black cat, and I can move things a lot better just laying there with my eyes closed. Oh. And that seems to really accelerate everything too.
Anything here at the end you want to tell the listeners, Jimmy?
Oh, just remember, I always say to have your life, the rest of your life should be the best of your life, and just make a little progress every day. And my mother used to say, what does it really matter? And will this matter 5 or 10 years from now? And chances are, whatever you're going through, you'll barely remember it, you know, or you'll say, what was that person's name? I know it started with a B or whatever. But that's where you get to over time. So you just have to be more in allowance of everything. Let everybody do their own thing and you do yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Shelby thanks you. Oliver thanks you.
Thank you.
Very grateful. My pendulum thanks you. And I'm so grateful for the great work you do here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Again, folks, if you would like his free liquid fish starter kit, go to jimmymachealing.com/free-summit-gift. And I end today's show with this quote from Queen Latifah. Believe in yourself. Stay in your own lane. There is only one you. Subscribe to this number one transformational conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment. Thank you. I read all of them and I do get back to you. Next week on the show, I'll be featuring the Japanese author Ken Honda. He's back. This guy's a phenom, by the way. Ken's books have sold over 7 million copies and he offers the Happy Money Healing Program. Thank you for joining us. Again, if you loved what you heard in the podcast, jump on over to youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger so you can see what Jimmy was doing and how the pendulum was going and all the work he did. And don't just dare to dream, dare to make all your dreams come true. Thanks for joining us today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time.